I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This is a strange story, but I believe that there may be some abuse going on here.
Okay.
Someone trying to take advantage of a situation. Mm-hmm. A woman named Tiffany Adams was on an Air Canada flight back to her home in Toronto earlier this month, and she'd been visiting a friend in Quebec. Now, like you guys, I am not a master at Canadian geography.
Right.
But from what I understand, and I assume that, I'm assuming you guys are not whizzes at Canadian geography.
I'm not.
Okay, good, good.
I'm not good at geology either.
I know.
or grammar. Or math.
We know, Hawk. We don't have time to go through everything you're bad at.
Economics.
But from what I understand, I guess it's a short trip. It's just maybe a 30-minute or an hour flight.
Okay. Kind of like if we were to get on a plane here in Greenville and go to Atlanta.
Very much, or something like that.
Okay.
So she had an entire row to herself, apparently near the back of the plane, and she fell asleep across those seats.
Oh, I've done that before.
That's one of the best ways to fly, folks. If you get, it doesn't happen very much anymore because they usually have software that books the plane over full, and you're barely able to get on the thing. Mm-hmm. But she had one of these amazing options where she was able to stretch out across the seats.
Yeah.
The only problem is she woke up a few hours later on a pitch black, cold parked airplane.
Wow.
Somehow they overlooked her when they were deplaning.
How?
Well, that's a question she's asking.
Yeah.
The crew, apparently it was their last flight of the night. They did a quick scan, didn't notice her in the back row, crashed out across three seats.
Uh-huh.
And she did admit, I think, that the tray tables were down or up or something, so that might have been hiding her a little bit.
Yeah.
But usually they have to put those up anyway, right?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But so she got on her phone, and she called one of her friends and was going to FaceTime her to show what's going on, and her phone went dead. The battery died.
Okay.
So she wasn't able to call for help. She then tried plugging her phone into the USB ports on the plane to charge it, but as you might guess, the plane is dead when it's turned off.
All right.
So she managed to go up in the cockpit, break in, and find a flashlight.
Oh.
She was able to figure out with the flashlight how to open the door, mm-hmm. and when she did, she looked down and realized she was at least 15 or 20 feet above the ground.
Oh, sure. Oh.
So she sat there with her feet dangling off the side and flashing her flashlight in what she, quote, hoped was an SOS signal.
Yeah.
Finally, a luggage carrier, one of those guys who drives the little, you know, vehicles around that carry all your luggage, noticed it and went over there, and he was able to get a ladder for her to get down and took her back to the airport.
That's great.
Now, here's where it gets a little suspicious or flaky to me.
Okay.
She says she's been having insomnia ever since then, and she is complaining to Air Canada about what happened.
Please.
So she is now claiming, and her Facebook post goes into more of the details.
Oh, wow.
And she said that she was terrified. I was trying to focus on my breathing and control my panic attack while I attempted to charge my phone.
Mm.
I had to use the washroom, and that's no picnic when you can't see a thing and are trying to keep yourself calm. Since I couldn't charge my phone, I was on full panicking because I wanted off this nightmare as soon as possible.
Please.
I found the walkie-talkie things in the cockpit, but they also don't work, so I couldn't radio for help. I was so overjoyed when I found the flashlight, and I made some flashy SOS signals out the windows hoping someone would see me.
Mm.
She said it was 40 to 50 feet drop to the pavement, which the plane she was on, it's not 40 to 50 feet. It's 14 or 15 feet.
She just wants to sue him.
Yeah.
That's what it's sounding like.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. She said that she has met with an Air Canada rep asking if she was okay. And would I like a limo and a hotel? I said, no, are you kidding me? I just want to go home. I have to work in a few hours. She let me use her phone to call a shuttle to take me to my car. Air Canada called on Monday and Tuesday, and both people asked me to tell what happened and apologize for my inconvenience and said they'll do a destination. I haven't got much sleep since the recurring night terrors and waking up anxious, afraid I'm alone and locked up in some place dark. This is a terrible feeling. If you don't have anxiety, you don't know what it's like.
You know, I hope the airline sticks to their guns here.
I agree. I think they've been very gracious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree.
I blame her. It's not the flight attendant's job to wake you up to land a plane or get off the plane.
But they are responsible for everybody on board. And they should have checked every seat.
They were until they landed. You're on your own.
But think about it. You know, as an adult, you know, we should have learned that back in high school. You remember when someone would fall asleep in high school?
And the teacher come around and be like, wham, on the table? That just hurt.
No.
No. Well, like a lot of times with us, everybody go, psh, be quiet.
Yeah,
and then
out.
You would sneak out. And then the guy would wake up in the next class had started, and he wakes up, and like, there's all kinds of different people there. You don't remember doing that?
No.
Never did that.
Yes.
I remember it happening to someone. Yeah, we all snuck out. But for me, I mean, the bell always woke me up.
Well, sure.
I mean, come on. It's like an alarm clock. Yeah. How are you sleeping through the bell?
We've done that in meetings here. Like, meetings, someone will fall asleep, and you're like, everybody sneaks out, and they wake up, and no one's there.
I don't remember ever doing that to anybody. Wait.
You remember waking up one time?
Yes. I was terrified, and I can't sleep now.
You need to sue the company.
I'm going to sue you guys.
Yeah.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.